Book of Mark, chapter 12, starting from verse 41 to 44.
And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living.
Jesus Christ, taking his disciples and going with the people, putting their tithes, their offerings in the treasury. Jesus didn't tell his disciples why he's going there. These people are putting the money not in a certain days, put the money in treasury all the time. And Jesus knows everything, why he's going, but he did not tell his disciples. Now here the word of God is saying, Jesus went with his disciples and he's sitting across the place where they're putting the money in treasury. And when he was watching everyone who is putting the money in treasury, and he says, each and everyone came and put the money in treasury. So that means many rich people came to put the money in treasury. Now, if somebody is a millionaire and coming and putting $1,000, or somebody a billionaire and putting maybe $50, so nobody knows who is a millionaire, who is a billionaire, and who is putting how much. Are they putting their tithes? Are they giving more than tithes? Or are they giving little bit just for the namesake? Only God knows. When you go to church and put the money in the offering, some people, when they have $100 bill, they will be waving that money, holding in their hand for everyone to see it. But if you have only $1 bill, maybe torn or maybe very old, you do not want anybody to see it, so you put secretly. Or you don't have even dollar, you have some pennies, you put it secretly. But the people who want to show people how much they have, they are giving openly. Now, Jesus Christ is sitting there and watching. I don't know how many hours they were sitting, but the Word of God says many people bought so much money from their richness and they start putting the money in the treasury. But here it says, verse 42, and there came a certain poor widow. Now this poor widow came and put only two mites. Now the two mites can be two pennies. In those days, one penny can buy so many things. Or one denarii can be whole day's work. This lady has two pennies, and she's coming and putting these two pennies. My dad told me once, he says, one penny, we could buy several things. Today, one penny has no value. People, when they're walking and they drop a penny, they will never bend down to take the penny. I have seen many people, when the people, they drop the penny, they don't pick up. They're thinking this is not dignifying, go after penny. The point I'm making, some people do not have the value of one penny. Today's one penny in India is almost 70 cents. And if it is in Pakistan, maybe 100 cents. So within a one penny, even the people can buy in a foreign country certain items with one penny. This is for 2,000 years ago. So those two penny were very valuable pennies. Here the word of God is saying, she put those two pennies, that was all her living. That was her bank account. Everything what she had, she put it. She didn't know anybody's coming and watching her pennies. But Jesus Christ noticed. And then he tells his disciple, come here. Let me show you. This lady put two mites. Other people are putting from their richness more money than her. But let me tell you what she put it more than anyone put it in the treasury. Nobody asked him a question. Why are you saying this? But Jesus Christ is saying, this lady is a widow, and she is a poor widow. That means she is widow, but she doesn't have any other income. She doesn't have any more money. She had only two pennies. And she came to treasury and put those two pennies. Now someone would say, what is this so much important? Why Jesus Christ is saying, this poor widow put only two pennies, but she put all her living. All she had, two pennies. Some people might be thinking, oh, only two pennies. So she put it, so what? But the word of God is saying she put everything what she had. I don't know how long she walked. This temple or treasury might be far away from her house. She didn't tell anybody, could you go and put this two pennies? That was her living. That was her treasure. But she decided to put these two pennies, whatever she had. Now, can anybody think why she did this? Why she put two pennies, whatever she had? That was her living. Why did she do that? Why she went far away to do this? And why Jesus Christ has to point out to these disciples? Nobody might be thinking. Disciples also didn't think. Why Jesus Christ is sitting here, and why he's watching, and why he's telling us about this poor widow? Nobody was so much serious. But Jesus was. Why? Because Jesus saw this poor woman had a crisis. She had a problem. It didn't say in this chapter, but we are going to see in another chapter. This lady had a young boy and only one boy, only one son. When you say a young boy, that means this lady has to be young also. And her husband died. She's a widow. And young boy is very sick. He's also dying. She knows this young boy or young son can work and bring some money and help her. Husband is not there, no other children. She has only one son. So she is thinking, my son is dying. And the Bible says in Book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10, if you give it to the Lord, he will open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings, and you will not have room to store it. And verse 11, it says, when you give it to the Lord, God will fight for you. He will fight, and enemy will be defeated. In St. John chapter 10, verse 10, enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. This lady didn't know that Jesus Christ will be there. I don't think she recognized Jesus Christ. And she even didn't notice disciples. And Jesus is watching what she's doing. In those days, widows will have different kinds of clothing. Even though they cover their face, but they will wear certain kinds of dress, certain kinds of color, maybe black or something. So anybody can recognize she is a widow. But the widow put the money. How Jesus Christ came to know this is a poor widow. There are some widows, their husband or their family maybe give them a lot of money, or they might be rich. There are rich widows and there are poor widows. But Jesus Christ recognized this is a poor widow. And she's giving everything what she has. So Jesus Christ recognized. In this chapter, disciples did not ask the question to Jesus Christ. Why are you telling this story to us? What is the secret about this lady's giving? Only Jesus knew it. Jesus knew. This widow is a young widow. She never married after her husband died. She had only one son, and that son is lying on the deathbed. There is nobody to watch over her son. She kept the son and came running to put this to might. Believing that I give my tithe to God, I give my offering to God, whatever I have, I'm giving, and God is going to heal my son. Maybe she was thinking that way. But when she came home, and the following day, her son dies. How do you know? Go to Book of Luke, chapter 7, starting from verse 11.
And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people.
Now here we see, the word of God says, it came to pass the day after. What was the day after? Now somebody will say, this is a story is given, the centurion story, centurion servant got healed, after the day, next day. That's what somebody will be thinking. But if you read Matthew chapter 8, the centurion story is given. And after the centurion's son got healed, Jesus goes to Peter's house and heals his mother-in-law. So this is not the story of centurion's servant got healed, and day after Jesus went to that widow's house. This is the day after means the lady put the money, went home, thinking that her son will be healed. God will do some great things for her, according to the Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. But instead of that, her son died. Some people will think, that lady thought, I'll give it to the Lord, and my son will live. But son dies. You remember Martha and Mary? Their brother Lazarus was very sick. And they told Jesus to please come and heal my brother. Jesus purposely didn't go. And after he died, 4 days later, Jesus was there. You know the story. And they start complaining, why didn't you come earlier? Now just think, if Jesus would have come the same day that Lazarus was sick, and he would have healed him, that's a miracle. But if he's dead, and 4 days later, Jesus raises him, which is the great miracle. So Jesus wanted to people to see a great miracle. That's why Jesus waited. Now I was thinking about this widow. This widow comes, he even told the disciples, see this poor widow, put everything what she had. Jesus could have said, I know your son is sick. I know you're giving from everything what you have. I want to come to your house and I want to heal your son. Or he would have said, just like a centurion, I'm going to speak the word and your son will be healed. He waited one more day and the lady's son is dead. So the word of God says, after that, one day later, he goes to the city called Nain. And the word of God says, when he went there to the city, he saw widow's son is dead. He did not tell his disciples why he's going to that city. Let's go and heal that lady's son, or the widow's son is dead. He didn't say to anyone. And I don't think any of the disciples recognized that widow because they cover their head and their face. So they didn't know. Jesus Christ comes to this city. And when he comes to the city, he's at the gate. See what happens, verse 12.
Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her.
Jesus Christ came to the right place, many people following him. He never said, let's go to that town. I'll tell you the story that widow put the two mites and her son was sick and she believed that her son will be healed. But now she's disappointed. Her son is already dead. I'm going to raise that son. Jesus didn't say. But Jesus came to the gate. He was not invited to that city, but he knows everything. Nobody told him that widow is poor, but he knew that widow is poor. Now here he comes, and when he sees that people are bringing this dead man, in this chapter he says, widow's son, and this was a young son. He says a young boy. So the young boy or the young son is dead. Now just think, the lady's husband died And I don't know how many days later or how many months later, the son died. This lady is a faithful lady. Her husband died, but she has only one son. She's taking care of this son. The children is your treasure. She was thinking, this son will help me in my future. This son will take care of me. But the son dies. I don't know, it doesn't say that lady complained to God. Or he says, God, where are you? I put everything what I had. I believe that you would heal my son, but you did not heal my son. We don't see she's complaining anything. But Jesus Christ is God. He knew everything. He did not see the face of that widow, but he said, it's a poor widow. He knew that widow is poor. He knew her son is dying. He knew her town, and he came to the right place while they're taking the dead body at the gate. Timing was right. He didn't have to go and say, I came to see her widow who put the two mites, and I'm looking for her house, and I believe that her son is dead. Where is he, and where is that place? He didn't have to ask anyone because he knows your situation. Sometimes when you have a problem, you say, God, where are you? But God says, I am always there. Our God never sleeps. Our God never slumbers. Jesus Christ knew that poor widow's son is dead, and I have to go and raise him. He didn't tell his disciples, but his disciples followed him. And the word of God says many other people were following Jesus Christ. Wherever Jesus went, many people followed him. Now in this lady's situation, she's going, means her son is dead, and the people are taking the coffin. In some villages, even today, they don't have the closed coffin like in America. They take the open coffin, means a person might be dead, and they will cover with a bed sheet or something, and they carry openly. Only Christian people in India and Muslim people, they have coffins. But the Hindu people, they carry the body like an open casket. So here Jesus Christ comes, and the word of God says, his mother was following, and many other people of the city, they were with her. When I heard this and read this, I thought this lady has to be very nice. She has to be very good lady because many people came for the funeral and many people were going with her. So she was not alone going, but many people followed her and many people were there. From that we know that lady has to be good lady. Whatever she had, she put it in the offering. Only one son she had, that son died. And she might be crying and weeping. Here comes the Jesus Christ. Verse 13.
And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not.
The Lord saw her. What do you mean, Lord saw her? The lady was there and everybody can see her. But the Jesus Christ saw her, that she is heartbroken, And she had only one son. And this is the lady put everything what she had. So Jesus Christ had compassion on her. Jesus Christ didn't tell her, you know, you put everything what you had. And you believe that God will heal your son. I know you are disappointed, but I'm here. I'm going to raise your son. Didn't say like that. Simply say, weep not. Now, when you go to somebody's house and somebody's weeping and crying because of some disaster happened, and you tell them, weep not, they may not like it. That's why so many people said, when you go to somebody's house and somebody's dead, don't say a word. Just touch them and be quiet and just pray, but don't give any advice. Because in that situation, nobody likes to telling them, don't weep and don't cry. Then someone say, why Jesus said it? If Jesus Christ was offending her that she is crying and he said, don't cry, because Jesus Christ had the solution. He knew why he was saying. He wanted to make her happy and joyful. So that's why he's saying, please don't weep. Indirectly, he said, I know you. I know your heart. I know you are poor. Whatever you had, you gave it to the Lord. And whatever you had, your son, you are trusting in your son that your son will be saved or healed. But didn't happen. He said, don't worry. Don't weep. Then what he does, let's read the verse 14.
And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise.
Now here's the situation. There's an open coffin. He first said to mother, don't weep. And she might be standing there while Jesus Christ is talking to her. And the people who are taking this body, they might be going away. They didn't stop. So Jesus has to go faster and touch the coffin. Means holding that thing where they're carrying it. And they stood there. And when they stood there, Jesus Christ touched that coffin and said to this boy, he says, young man, I say unto thee, rise. Now see the situation. Hundreds and thousands of people are watching. When Jesus Christ stopped those people, touched the coffin, and says, young man, I say unto thee, rise. Look at the power of the word of God. He simply said, I'm giving you command. Young man, rise. And all of a sudden, this young man comes to life. I think now they have to keep the coffin, means keep this carrying stuff down. And this man is sitting there now. He's awake. He's alive. And see what he's doing. Read the word 15.
And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother.
Now just think. This man was dead. He's a young man. Jesus touched the coffin and told this man, rise, young man. And he stood there. Now, this man sat there and started talking. I was thinking, Jairus' daughter was healed. She was dead. She didn't say a word. Lazarus was dead. 4 days later, he rose, raised him. He didn't say a word. But this man started talking. What he was talking. It's not given. What he was saying. Just think he was saying, I was very sick. I was dying. And my mom told me, I'm going to go to treasury. I'm going to go to the Lord's house. And I'm going to put this money in the treasury. Son, we don't have anything. Whatever I have, I'm giving to the Lord. And God is going to do miracles. You are only my son. You are my future. But I believe when I give it to the Lord, God will heal you. That's what the message my mom gave it to me. So he might be saying, I am my mother's only son. Thank you, Jesus, for coming in my way. Thank you for giving me life and chance to live. And he might be telling others, don't worry. Even though you are sick or dead, God has power to raise you from your deathbed. And I am a living witness. I don't know what he said. He was giving a message to the people. So the point I'm making, Jesus Christ knows your heart. Jesus Christ knows your situation. Jesus Christ knows everything about you. Sometimes you get problem and you pray and pray and nothing happens. And you give up. Jesus Christ says, do not give up. Pray without ceasing. God is there to give you answer. Nobody knows your situation. That lady didn't have to go and tell every villagers, my son is very sick. I have only 2 pennies. I'm going to give that pennies to the Lord. She did not announce anyone. She might have gone secretly and did it. So Jesus Christ comes and says, please don't weep. And he raises her son. And see what happens. That son was talking, preaching, telling his story. And then Jesus Christ did something. Please read verse 15.
And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother.
See what he did? He delivered this boy to his mother. He didn't have to do that. The boy is not going to run away. But once the boy got up, he might have taken his hand and said, mother, this is your son. I'm giving you your son back as a gift because you gave everything what you had. Now God is giving back your son to you as a gift. Now this son, young man, can be help to the mother. He can get a good job, or he can do farming. He can make money. And I believe once you give your tithe, the word of God says, you give your 10%, and God will open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings. This widow didn't give the 10%. She would have kept one mite and give one mite. And maybe next week, when my son get healed, I'll give another mite. But she gave everything what she had. So God gave her son back. And Jesus Christ gave her a gift. Take your son. Don't cry anymore. Now your son is your treasure, and he's going to take care of you. Now this young widow never got married. Now her son and herself, they can be rich. If you remember, Job was very sick, and all his relatives, his friend, abandoned him. I don't know what kind of sickness he had. Maybe he had a skin disease, smelling disease. Nobody can come closer to him. His wife says, "Why don't you curse God and die?" From that we know it's a horrible disease. Nobody came closer to him. But when God healed him, you have to read that in Job chapter 42 verse 10. When God healed him, and God gave him the double the portion. And then he says, all his relatives and friends came and start giving him golden rings and golden coins and money, and he got double the portion than what he had. I heard the story. There was a lady, her son had 11 kinds of diseases, so much problem. Young boy, she took it for the healing crusade. She spent all the money she had. She had only $20 remaining. And the pastor comes and says, give the biggest dollar bill you have, and God is going to bless you. She looked at in her pocket, and she said, this is the only bill I have. And there was another minister watching. He knew the story about this lady, and he went and saw what she's putting. She put the $20 bill. And she had the only $20 bill. Just like Jesus Christ was watching, this widow put everything what she had. The same way this lady put everything what she had. And as soon as she put that money in, maybe sat, the minister comes. He says, there is a one lady here with her son. We having all kinds of problem with this child. God is going to heal that child. It's a long story, but I'm cutting it short. And that child was completely healed. And she started crying. That was a cry of joy. She was crying. And she was telling the story. The minister already told the story, how she came and how son got healed. And she had the last bill and she gave. After that, many people start coming and hugging her and shaking her hand and putting the money in her hand. She said, I went to the bathroom and I counted all the money. She said, this money, God gave it to me more than what the money I bought for this convention. And she testified that God supplied her need. When her son died, many people came with her. That means whole town was following her. And they had a compassion. And they knew that her son is dead. And that's the only one son. But I believe when her son got healed, means raised from the dead, and Jesus Christ gave that son back to her. This is your son. Take it and rejoice and go home. Now, these people do not have to go to burial ground. They might be going to her house. You know, when somebody's died in your family, many relatives or many friends, they come, bring food, bring gifts to you. I believe they might have done the same. And lady might have got enough money to survive. Because when you give it to the Lord, He says, I'll open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings. So God's word will never go wrong. The word of God says, when you give, God will give it back. And God's word is true. So I believe it's not written in here, but I'm giving the story about Job. When the Job got healed, all people came and gave him money. So I believe many people would have given her gift. And most precious gift, God gave it to her. Her young son came to life. Okay, let's read the verse 16.
And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen among us, and that God hath visited his people.
Now see, this might be the first miracle of raising the dead person, because they never saw this. If they saw her Jairus' daughter, if they saw Lazarus, they would not be saying this. But I think this is the first time they saw the Jesus Christ raising some person who is dead. And the word of God says fear came on all their life because many of them wanted to kill Jesus Christ. But now they are saying and glorifying God with a fear and trembling. And not only that, they start saying, it's a great prophet risen among us, and that God has visited his people. Now they saw the miracle. They never saw any person that was dead and alive. Only they read in the Bible. Only two people in the Old Testament were able to bring people to life. One is Elijah and one is Elisha. But the Jesus Christ did it in front of all these people, and they saw the great miracle, and they start praising God and glorifying God and recognize the great prophet is risen. And so now when they saw this miracle, people are not going to keep quiet. Those days, there was no radio, no television, but the people can spread the word like a word of mouth. I heard somebody say, we can do all the advertisement about our car and our products and everything, but those things will not touch the hearts of the people. But one of our customers tells somebody what a good deal he got and how good people are and how he blessed with that product. That is the much more advertisement putting in the newspaper and television. The word of mouth is the great testimony. So now these people are going and telling everywhere what God has done. Read the verse 17.
And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the...
Now see what he's saying? This rumor, this news went throughout all the Judea and throughout all the region roundabout. That means what Jesus Christ did, that news went all the Judea and all the surrounding countries. Jesus Christ did a great miracle. The widow got her son back. She might be so thankful to God. Lord, you are so faithful. Your word is true. You never disappoint your people. Our God is a miracle-working God. Sometimes people think I don't have anything to give to the Lord. Think, God has given us everything. I told this story many times. There was a Bible student sitting in the Bible class. When they're taking the offering, he looked at everywhere. He didn't have the money. So he put the pencil in the offering box. Next time, the offering people came to take offering. Now this time he didn't have even pencil. So he looked at everywhere, we cannot find anything. So he took the one of the shirt's button and put it in the offering box. If somebody would have seen this, they would say, what crazy things you are doing. We are asking money, you are giving pencil, you are giving button. Are you crazy? But God saw that person's heart. Because he was saying in his heart, if I have money, I'll surely give it to God. But I don't have anything. So I can do what I have. Today that man is a servant of God, having his own planes. Not only that, I heard he even donate his plane to one of his friends who is doing ministry of God. Can you imagine when you have your own plane and you can give gift to the somebody a plane, then you know how much money you have. One time he didn't have anything. He has to give the button. But God saw that button as a millions of dollars. This widow gave only 2 mites. To other people is nothing. But God knew she gave everything. All her bank account. All her treasury. And she did not give with a grudgingly. She gave willingly. She gave believing that God will do miracle. And when you sow in the kingdom of God, you will get the harvest. Because God is watching over us. Whatever the problem we are going through, we have to look at Jesus Christ. He knows your problem. He knows your sickness. He knows your disease. He knows your financial crisis. Everything what you're going through, God knows. And God gives to you openly. The word of God says you give secretly, but God will give openly. He says even though if you give with the right hand, let not left hand know what you're giving. Today I see the same way like Jesus saw. He says so many people give so much money. Rich people give so much money from their richness. But that was not enough because they were not giving the proper tithe or proper offering. Maybe they saw Jesus sitting. I don't know they saw Jesus or not, but I'm just saying, if they saw Jesus sitting, if they wanted to give $10, they will give $100 to impress Jesus. Jesus Christ was watching, but Jesus Christ was not impressed. He was only impressed with the widow because she gave everything. Her bank account, her treasury, he emptied everything. God knows everything about you. Don't get disappointed. I gave it to the Lord. I sow it in the kingdom of God. And I did not get the blessing. Somebody comes to me and says, Pastor Peter, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. I am sowing in the kingdom of God 1 year, 2 years. But I am still poor. I don't have anything. Don't you think God should give me what he says? And there are two ways to think. Some people just putting money to get money. They will never get it. But somebody puts money to bless the work of God. Those people will get it. Now, sometimes somebody says, I paid 1 year all my tithes, but I didn't see miracle. Some people say, if I put the money, I'll get the money. This lady put the money. She didn't get the money from Jesus. But she got more than the money. The one man's value is more than a whole world. She got her son back. That is a whole world to her. Now, when you put him in the offering, and thinking, I put an offering today, and tomorrow I should get a big check, or tomorrow I should get a promotion, if that's the way you're giving, you will be disappointed. But if you're giving from your wants, then God will know it. And if it is delay, you are not getting the things you are thinking, then let me tell you. If you sow the grass seed, fourth day or third day, you will see the grass coming. But if you sow the mango seed or apple seed, it will not come within 3 days. You will wait to get the fruit for 10 years or more. But when they start bringing the fruit, they will give the fruit year after year after year. Any trees, mango trees, apple trees, cherry trees, all these trees will bring the fruit every day, every year. So if your offering didn't bring anything, maybe something big is coming. Don't give up. When you sow it in the kingdom of God, you will have the harvest. Malachi says, try me. If God says, try me and see what I'm going to do, God is not going to lie. God doesn't want his children to be poor. This widow was poor. God didn't want her to be poor. God wanted her to be rich. So God gave her her son back, and I believe the people gave money too. Because the word of God says, when you give, the man will give to your bosom. God does not throw the money from heaven. He inspires people to give it to you, to give you a job, or give you money. The people give it to you. God opens the heavenly window and doesn't pour the money coming. It comes in different forms. So God is watching over you. What is your problem? You have a financial problem, and you are sowing in the kingdom of God, and you are not getting harvest. You have to think, am I giving right way? Am I giving willingly? Or am I giving forcefully? You have to know your heart. Some people will say, I'm not going to church. I'm busy. Take this money and put it in offering. They're thinking God is going to bless. What God wants? God wants your heart. God sees your heart. When you give willingly, when you don't give grudgingly, and when you think, I am giving because I want work of God to be progressed, then he will open the heavenly windows. You will get the promotion. You will get the gift from somebody. Your children will get a good education. Whatever you never thought, the money will come around. God's word is never goes wrong. When he say, prove it to me, or test me, and see what I'm going to do, he is not going to lie. Our Jesus Christ, he's always there to help you. God knows your need. If you're sick, he knows that you're going to be healed. If you have financial problem, he will give it to you. Some people say, oh, I filed my application and many days and nothing happened. I tell these people, just believe it. God will take your application from the bottom and put it on the top. Just trust in him and he will give it to you. Some people say, well, I went to an interview and they failed me, and I believed that I was going to get a job. I said to them, don't worry. We already prayed. They will call you back. And exactly happened. The point I'm making, our God is looking at your heart. Don't be disappointed. Always be happy and joyful and busy doing the Lord's work. Try to help others. Try to do your part, and God will do his part. Our God is a good God. He knows you. He knows your address. He knows everything. That widow never showed her face. She never told Jesus, I'm coming from this town. She did not say, this is all I have. She did not say, my son is sick. Didn't say anything. But Jesus Christ knew her situation. He came to her town and he blessed her. The same Jesus is here. But Jesus is not going to bless somebody automatically. You have to recognize what Jesus Christ has done for us. He died on the cross of Calvary. He shed his precious blood. And he wants to save you. You have to just believe it and receive it by faith. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. You know my needs. You're going to supply all my needs. I commit my life into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, or you can pray this kind of prayer in your heart, God knows your situation. You don't have to tell everything detailed to God. And even though if you tell, that's good. But if you don't tell anything, he knows what you're thinking. He knows what is your desire. God has already forgiven our sins. We are the children of God. The time you say, Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, exactly the same time, your sins are forgiven, forgotten, there is no record of your sin. Not only that, you are a child of God. The Spirit of God lives in you. The Spirit of Father lives in you. Now you are the child of God. If you are a son of God or daughter of God, you have nothing lacking. Our God is a rich God. And whatever you need, he will give it to you. Paul says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches. He's a rich God. And his glory will give it to you. And then you will say, Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.